Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now for episode 4 is Lawrence Nye, Head of Policy, and Jack Marshall, Senior Policy Advisor at the Quoted Companies Alliance. Guys, thanks for chatting to me.
Thank you very much, Justin. Nice to speak again.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about macroeconomic pressures, and there's a lot of that around at the moment. So before we get into that, though, for people maybe not familiar with the Quoted Companies Alliance, just summarise what you're all about, if you could.
Yeah, so we're the Quoted Companies Alliance is an independent membership organisation. We came together 30 years ago. This year is our 30th anniversary. And the purpose of our existence is really to champion the interests of small and mid-cap quoted companies. We aim to influence government and make the right reforms to regulation that will help those companies to thrive. We hopefully do a good job of informing our members of how to apply good governance practices, what the new changes in regulation are, and other such things to help them do a better job. And we create interaction. So about 2/3 of our members are companies themselves. About 1/3 of our membership is made up of advisors, the lawyers, the accountants, etc. And hopefully we do a good job of bringing those two groups together and making like minds match up. We produce the corporate governance code. That's an essential part of what we do. About 90% of the companies that aren't listed on the main list are adhering to the corporate governance code that we've put together. And we also have guides to back up that code to help companies adhere to it.
Excellent stuff. Okay, well, let's move on to macroeconomic pressures, and there's many of them around at the moment. It's a hard market for, you know, many a business. So can you explain, though, what kind of macroeconomic pressures we're talking about and what will be, you know, the most difficult to deal with as far as business is concerned?
I think the primary one everyone's very familiar with now is inflation. Mm-hmm. And I think that applies to consumers. Obviously, it applies to businesses. Governments are having their own issues. So it's across the board. But I think the unique element for companies, quoted companies in particular, is the impact that it both has on their supply chains with costs going up, but also on the demand side from their perspective, on their customers who perhaps have lower demand for their goods and they're sort of being squeezed in the middle. The knock-on effect on interest rates is also a concern. So our companies will obviously have the option of going to equity markets, but are seeing a tightening in interest rates that will make access to finance more difficult. And I think for quoted companies in particular and specifically, the ability to forecast is being made so much harder with the, you know, the macroeconomic pressures that are around at the moment and the things that are causing them. We've just sort of, well, I wouldn't even say we've come out of the COVID period, but we're towards the back end of it. And that whole period was very difficult to predict where even the ability to go back to work would come through. And then we've got war in Ukraine, which, again, is a hugely unpredictable factor. So when companies are speaking to their investors, the real challenge is trying to put together a picture over the next 6 months, 12 months or 18 months that sustains some level of trust. And the challenge is to have forecasts that are broad enough to take on board a number of different potential outcomes and maintains the idea from the investors that the management have a good solid picture of the progress of the company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And specifically, how do these factors affect sort of small and mid caps, you know, in particular? And what does it all mean, you know, for the UK financial markets in general?
Well, of course, the issue Lawrence mentioned around liquidity, supply chains and inflations, of course, have an impact on all companies. And how companies manage these issues will be a central focus to investors who would like to see visibility and transparency from companies on these issues, particularly as the uncertainties look like they will continue at least in the near term, and of course investors want to hear about how different scenarios will impact the companies they've invested in and what plans they will put in place to tackle them. But while these issues are evident for all companies, they are compounded for smaller quoted companies due to their nature as smaller companies. They typically have less resources and less internal capacity, which makes it more difficult to deal with these issues, as well as to predict scenarios and set up plans for how they will tackle them, especially when compared to their larger counterparts. In terms of financial markets in general, as a result of the issues and uncertainties, the markets have obviously come into sharper focus than usual. But it's important for us to remember that small and mid caps are the engines of growth within the UK economy, and that these companies are essential to it, to ensuring this growth. And having a dynamic and prosperous small and mid cap sector will ensure the attractiveness of our markets for years to come.
Yeah. Well, and at the moment, like I say, it's a lot of bearish news around. It's a tough time, you know, for the UK equity markets, especially for small and mid caps. But of course, markets look forward. But do you see any light, you know, at the end of the tunnel there?
I think during the COVID period, we saw that our equity markets were quite strong. They were a good source of support for UK quoted companies. So That's reassuring in a way. We're hoping that, you know, this difficult period will also be met by that support from investors. There are some worrying signs that at the start of the year, it's been a much slower period in terms of IPOs. So that's companies coming to market and with their initial offering than was the case at this point last year or for a long time. So we've shown that we have got the strength in our market to provide, you know, resilience and provide funding for companies at the worst points of COVID. We're hoping that can continue, but it does hinge on a number of factors, so it's yet to be seen.
Yeah, and just to add to Lawrence's point, I certainly think that there is light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. I think that with Brexit and our withdrawal from the European Union, it's provided us with an opportunity to make changes and make sure we have dynamic markets that are fit for purpose for the future. I think we find ourselves in a unique circumstance at the moment where there is alignment between government, the regulators, companies, investors and other market participants to make changes with the aim of increasing the attractiveness of our markets and ensuring that they'll be prosperous for today's and tomorrow's companies. And in that light, we've already witnessed multiple positive developments. This all really started with the Hill Review in late 2020, which proposed reforms to the listing regime to attract more innovative growth companies. And this has been followed up with several developments from HM Treasury, such as the Prospectus Regime Review, Secondary Capital Raising Review, and Wholesale Markets Review, as well as the FCA's work on their primary market effectiveness review, all of which have aimed to improve our markets and make them more attractive We've worked very closely with Treasury and the FCA on these topics in order to try and achieve an environment where small and mid-caps and our members can achieve growth and provide benefits for investors and wider society, and it will continue this work down the line. But while there is this light at the end of the tunnel, there are reforms that could threaten this and that are sort of heading in the opposite direction to the reforms I've just mentioned. And with that, I'm referring to the BASES, the Business Department's Audit and Corporate Governance Reform proposals that we believe have the potential to disproportionately impact many companies once they have listed, if the reforms are implemented as proposed. We are still awaiting the outcome of that consultation, but we have to hope that governments listen to our concerns and others in the market and reverse some of the proposals so that it doesn't undo all of the positive work that has been done during the Hill review and the subsequent work done by the Treasury and FCA. But to end on a more positive note, we certainly think that the future of our markets looks promising. There already has been a lot of work done to achieve this, and we continue to work hard to make sure this becomes a realisation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, marvellous stuff. Well, glad to hear there's some light at the end of the tunnel. Guys, Jack, Lawrence, thanks so much for that, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Justin. Thanks very much, Justin. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.